We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Garoppolo keeps it. Jimmy Garoppolo's in. Another one. Touchdown 49ers, and he heaves it into the crowd. Yet another San Francisco answer. They've been doing it all game.
Now back to Damon and Ratto. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield on 95.7 The Game.
Fascinating football game coming up on Sunday. We know the Cardinals are a good team, but the circumstances have absolutely changed. In the first meeting, Kyler Murray was out there, and Jimmy Garoppolo was not. This time around, we might not have Kyler Murray out there, but Jimmy Garoppolo will be. He's presented by Harris Ranch beef, legendary quality, and nice enough to come on with Ray and I this afternoon. Jimmy, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you, and happy belated birthday.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
It's good.
It's been a while, man.
It's good to have you on. It absolutely has been a while. How did you celebrate the birthday yesterday? Did you get a decent teammate gift? Hopefully somebody got you something nice. I'm looking at you, Kittle.
Yeah, it was a fun day. Just kind of relaxed, did some body maintenance stuff. It's weird having a birthday in season, really, because you know, you're trying to enjoy it, but you're also on to the next game, too. So you're kind of playing both sides there.
The description of body maintenance and your birthday seems very weird to me.
I mean, we're in season, man. You got to do what you got to do. Keep this thing rolling, you know?
What did you come out of last week with in terms of how you viewed your season and the offense in general?
You know, I thought it was a good week down in Chicago. I thought it was, one of the tougher defenses we've gone against this season. Those guys just, thankfully Khalil Mack was out, so it made it a little easier on us. But they showed us some problems early on, and, you know, thankfully we stuck with it, made some adjustments in the game plan, and, you know, came out with the victory. It was a fun one.
Jimmy Garoppolo with us here on 95.7 The Game. Really appreciate your time once again, and let me just ask, because I don't feel like anyone's asked you this, or maybe you've been dodging the question. Like, how you doing? This has been such a screwed up year in so many different ways. Has it been easier to deal with the noise as the year has moved along? Has it become more or less challenging to block out the nonsense? Which I'll admit, Jimmy, I've been a contributor to the noise around your career.
I appreciate the honesty with that. Honestly, the toughest part was, the off season, going into training camp. And then honestly, once we got to the season and started playing actual games, it just became a lot easier. You know, I'm doing great right now. Got this win this past week, so that always makes this week a little better. But no, I'd say overall, I'm doing great. I'm in a good spot mentally, physically. I'm where I want to be. And, you know, we're just trying to keep this thing rolling right now and just, you know, stay in a good spot.
Do you think the franchise did right by you? I'm not asking about the Niners and their future. Did they do right by you?
That's a tough one. It's a different type of situation. It's pretty unique in its own way. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's about getting wins out there on the field. And, you know, whatever the circumstance is, it is what it is, you know. The noise that you're talking about, whether you play good, bad, or indifferent, that noise is always going to be there. So it's just kind of something that comes with the territory, I guess. You got to embrace it in a way. And, you know, it's when people aren't talking about you, that's when you're really in trouble, because then you're not too important at that point.
Yeah, well, look, anytime I bring you up, I got people yelling at me, calling me crazy, calling me – you are certainly a hot-button topic. But since we're in our full honesty mode and kimonos are open – I just want to basically I hope you'll give me this. I've been consistent. Because when the 49ers sent a second-round pick to New England for you, all the way back when you joined the team, and then waited a couple weeks before they went to, you know, to go to you, I said two things were in play here that made that crazy. Number one, you're better than Brian Hoyer. And number two, look at the draft capital, a second-round pick they had just spent to acquire you. And draft capital like that means you play him. We fast forward to the drafting of Trey Lance, and it makes a second-round pick look like an infinitesimal amount of draft capital. And when it comes time with a four-game losing streak to look at the future, I asked, is it better to lose and go through growing pains with the rookie than it would be to win with the incumbent and Jimmy? And I have been wrestling with this question, and I feel like I'd be a coward if I didn't pose it to you myself.
You're asking me that question?
Yeah. I'm asking you the question of basically, how have you been able to encapsulate the realities of the draft capital invested in the guy behind you and a year that hasn't gone right? I mean, I know you're sick of talking about this, but it's almost the only thing that we talk about around here. So, it's got to be incredibly annoying and a little disheartening and a little motivational for you all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different words, but you know, at the end of the day, like all the like I said before, the noise is going on, all these, you know, people are saying whatever, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a winner and I'm going out there to win the game, and whatever that takes, you know, I'm willing to do it. And I think that's what, I mean, being an athlete is all about. You got every Sunday for us, you get one chance a week to go out there, put your best foot forward and, you know, let the chips fall as they may. And, you know, that's not for everybody, but, you know, I want to go out there and I'm willing to win, lose or draw, whatever it is. I'm going to give it everything I got and, you know, be better for it.
As a practical, tangible matter, how do you keep the noise from filtering in? I mean, I imagine it's relatively easy when you're at the facility, but when your friends are talking to you, when your relatives are talking to you, how do you wall all that off so that the noise doesn't seep in even from sort of unexpected sources?
Well, I think a big part of it is, you know, you have to surround yourself with good people. That plays a huge role. Just, you know, who you talk to on a daily basis, who you interact with. And then on top of that, you got to know who you are. You know, there's a lot of things get said in this world, and a lot of them aren't true. And, you know, some are true. But at the end of the day, you know, you're the one going out there, and you have to know who you are, what kind of player you are, what you've been through, and, you know, everything like that. I mean, it all comes into account. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to go out there and be you and, you know, let the chips fall as they may, like I said before.
Jimmy, this offense feels like it's not what it used to be. It feels like there's an awful lot of throw to Debo, hand to Mitchell, and that's kind of all that really happens. Why am I wrong about that?
Well, I mean, in the Chicago game, a number of guys stepped up. O-line played phenomenal. Those guys, I'll keep saying it, they don't get enough credit for, you know, the job they did this past week and really every week, but you know, there's other guys making big plays. And, you know, if you just look at the numbers, obviously that'll, you know, you'll see one thing. But early on in the game, Mohamed Sanu was making some big plays for us. Just, you know, on getting open on underneath routes, getting open on kind of broken plays. Ayuk had a really good game, too. Just in little things that we've been working on, you know, on the practice field, putting in the extra time, they all showed up out there. So, you know, there's a number of guys. Hasty made a couple nice plays. There's a number of guys who, you know, Devo, like I said, Devo and Elijah might get a lot of the credit, but there's a lot of guys under the radar putting in some good work.
Can you tell us a little bit about the year that Debo's having? He has had a better start to his season than Jerry Rice, which I heard means something.
Yeah, that's not bad company to be in, man. Yeah, Debo, you know, it started this offseason. Dude put in the work. He came in training camp ready to roll, and It really showed. And, you know, being a quarterback, having a guy like that, there were a couple balls that, you know, he just made tremendous plays on. The run after catch, I mean, that speaks for itself. It's just get the ball in the guy's hands and, you know, good things are going to happen. So, you know, you like to see that happen for guys who work hard like Debo. It's a pretty cool thing.
Is Brandon Ayuk out of the doghouse? Is there a doghouse? Was he in the doghouse?
I wouldn't call it the doghouse. I think it was just, you know, he was finding his way, I guess you could say. He was, you know, his role wasn't completely defined yet, and it was kind of a, I don't know, it was a lengthy process, but we've gotten to a good point, and it's really, for BA, it's all about just keep that thing going right now, because he's on the upward trajectory. He's just got to stay with it right now, and, you know, there's when you're young like that, and you see some success, it's easy to let off the gas, and, you know, with BA, he's in a good spot right now. His foot's on the gas pedal. He's been working, putting in that extra time, and it's paying off for him. I'm happy for him.
In terms of preparation for Arizona, I mean, you didn't get to play the first time they played, but as you're prepping for them now, do they look different defensively than they did back then, or is the film you see now from that first game pretty much applicable to come to Sandy?
The majority of, you know, it's tough because there's some that does play a role and you will take into account. But, you know, me and Trey we're sort of different athletes a little bit, I guess you could say. So I think how they played him versus how they play me might be a little bit different. But, you know, it's one of those things you got to – they just played Green Bay, who runs a similar offense to us. So, you know, you're taking that into account. There's a million things that these coaches, you know, filter in and out for us. But they do a good job of giving us the right thing to look at.
Having said all that, Jimmy, it looks like you basically said, all right, Kyle, you wanted a running quarterback in goal line situations? Well, I'll do that too. That's what you did in Chicago anyways.
Hey, whatever it takes, man.
How about that? So was it a little bit of a blown play? Did Debo go in motion a little too early to offset the rhythm and you just decided, well, I'm going to poke my head in the end zone. I don't care.
Yeah, there was we were low on the play clock. O-line was kind of making a call last second. Motion was coming. I knew we weren't going to be able to get the play run that we wanted to, so I told Debo stop. I got the ball, tried to pitch it to him and let him do the running because he's a lot better at that than me. But you know, things happened and just had to follow where he was going and, you know, follow Juice into the end zone.
At what point do you start looking at Los Angeles? Is that does any of that happen before Sunday night?
No. We're on Arizona this week. You can't get caught up looking too far ahead. You know, even with the new transactions and everything that's happened out there in LA. But yeah, we're all Arizona this week.
You seem like a guy who isn't just playing checkers. You're playing chess. You're thinking a move or two down the board. Yesterday was the trade deadline. Did you and your agent both think that you would be a 49er this entire time? Were you preparing for an alternate reality?
You know, I've had it happen before where I got traded basically a day or two before, even, you know, on the trade deadline. So I was ready for anything, but nothing came from that in the trade talks or anything like that. Nothing happened yesterday. But yeah, I mean, I've been around this league for a little while, so you always have to be on your toes, ready for anything.
Football teams are definitely about the vibe in the locker room. How much different has the vibe been this week after the win, after the rough patch?
It's been good. I would say it's not over the top or anything like that. You know, when you go through four weeks in a row of losing and throw a bye week on top of that, it rubs some people the wrong way. It rubs basically pretty much everyone the wrong way. So, you know, it was a big win for us on Sunday, but I wouldn't say guys are, you know, getting overly happy about it. It's, you know, all right, that was a good win. We got to turn the page, move on to Arizona, and, you know, get right back to it. This thing, this train isn't slowing down, so we gotta keep rolling with it.
Jimmy Garoppolo here on 95.7 The Game. So, look, you just happened to be the very first NFL player that we've been able to talk to since the tragic headline came out of Las Vegas. And I don't want to ask you about the specifics of that in any way, but I do want to ask you about what I have been reading, that there is like a VIP NFL car service. Like, let's say you've had one too many Diet Pepsis somewhere on Santana Row there and you want a car home. Like, is there a number that you can just call, an app that you open, someone at the 49ers you would call that would send you a car?
I mean, to be honest with you, I use just Lyft or Uber, and You know.
Yeah, I mean, I would too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very unfortunate, you know, situation. That whole thing, just, I mean, it's tough. That's the other side of football, you know, the real life side that you hate to see. But it's just, I don't know. It's really just about being smart, I think, putting yourself in a good situation. That's really about it.
Yeah, make good choices, kids. Make good choices. Buster Posey, a Bay Area legend, will be announcing his former retirement tomorrow. I don't know if your paths have crossed. I don't know if you made it to Giants games. What do you think about one of the all-timers here in the Bay hanging up the tools of ignorance?
I mean, you just got to tip the hat to the man. I mean, he's definitely, in my opinion, definitely a Hall of Famer in the future, but just what he's done for the city. I mean, when I played catcher growing up, a little bit, and I just always I don't know, the catcher's kind of the heartbeat behind the team, and I mean, I couldn't think of a better guy to represent the team than Buster. He did it the right way, and you know, really happy for him. You know, congratulations on the future Hall of Fame career.
So I want to ask a guy who knows Chicago very well, is from Chicago, settle it once and for all: Geno's Deep Dish East or Lou Malnati's?
Lou Malnati's, no question.
I don't know. Portillo's is now being traded on the stock market. Tell me that you are out of crypto and you see beef sandwiches as the future.
It's on the stock market now, huh? That's
Portillo. Yeah, Portillo's is being traded on the market now. You can go get some.
Wow. Honestly, that's when I go home, that's the first place I stop at. Gotta get the beef, cheese fries, the whole nine yards. It's Portillo's is my favorite.
You dip it?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit, man.
Of course, you have to.
That's body maintenance.
That's a body maintenance day, exactly. If there ever was one. Jimmy, you did not have to be nice to us. You did not have to be cool with us. I really thank you for being both of those things. You are an embodiment of a professional quarterback, and we thank you so much for joining us today. We really do appreciate it. Good luck against Arizona and the rest of the way.
Definitely. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on, too.
Oh, and by the way,
yeah, give him the meat.
Speaking of the beef, our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are surprising you with a dozen USDA Prime New York steaks. You didn't think we were going to let you out of there. I got 10.5 pounds of meat coming
here,
Jimmy.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
See, we can still be friends for sure. Jimmy, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.